Okay, welcome back. Deep calming breath. Thanks for doing so. So, legacy. It's at the helm, the core, the crux to everything that I've done, especially since the year 2007, when my one and only grandchild, Ada Bug, my granddaughter, was born. So long ago, far away, as she was a young child, now 16, approaching 17. I went on all these enrichment programs, or tried to, with her, teaching her about butterflies at a very young age, raising them with her and for her. For a couple of years, flash forwarding in her school, actually participating in first and second grade in study classes on raising worms and having appreciation for the earth that the school was also participating in, and gardening and conservation and so forth. Naming a business, Ada's Animal Products. Long ago, far away. The moniker, the one that I share over the airwaves, Grandpa Bill. And embarking on now what is about 4.5 months in on self-teaching Mandarin that my granddaughter will be tutoring me. An internship program this coming summer. She'll also be helping me out, and we'll be talking about coding. She actually formulated an app in her coding class in high school as well, utilizing JavaScript. So what I'm trying to do, in hopes of this summer, when she gets here to help me out, is create episodes that combine my granddaughter's coding interests with her Mandarin language learning journey and my own, as this is all to accentuate her aspirations for secondary education, putting these things on a college application, and then, however, in just a few short years, her actual career life starts to develop on job apps, resumes, data collection sheets, and so forth. So I've been teaching myself English to Mandarin, Mandarin to English, utilizing symbols and pinions for tonal inflection of the words that I practice. I've had different categories of vegetables, foodstuffs, Chinese movies, poetry, the culture in and of itself, songs, online courses, delving into a book or two, Mandarin, Chinese, at just about the 3.5-4 month interval. And using this show and my show's plural to practice the much needed symbols and tonal inflection. So we're gonna practice here a little bit. Going over the intro today in my attempt to do so in Mandarin. Here we go. Hey, 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 yi yi gua, zhu bian jing. 道说阴阳成竹也和竹子不断挂 What are some of the challenges that you face when learning to code would be a potential question for Ada. They'll all be challenging for me as this next month, my next project to embark on assimilating some information for JavaScript and coding that she'll also be teaching me this summer. Zeze ben chen si yam dao de xi dao san xi shen mi.
What are some of the challenges you face when learning to code? That was the Mandarin translation. Another question, if you could create any app, what problem would it solve? Those words, Mandarin derivation, fingers crossed.
如果要得出你这样要创造也挂这组神秘忘记的营养强组
Learning Mandarin for coding, both English and Mandarin. How do you think learning Mandarin can benefit you in the coding world? Potential question. I have this in the description of today's show. Let y'all read it. Another question, are there any Mandarin-specific coding resources you found helpful? Questions to yourselves, if indeed you're partaking in Mandarin, have you're fluent in it, you have an interest in it. Audience participation, what are some of the tips you would give to someone in learning coding in Mandarin? And do you have any questions that I might file away now some 3 months before July to assimilate in my potpourri of asking Ada and getting her involved in when we get entrenched, probably second week of July, somewhere in there, in her internship for a short summer visit, very much part-time, helping me out, allowing her to enjoy her summer as a young teenager as well. So I've come up with this plan to do so, and I need your help. So coding with Grandpa Bill, English for now, will work on the Mandarin. Summertime internship from my granddaughter. So granddaughter power, coding, Mandarin, podcasts with Ada coming up this summer. The revamped podcast episode idea is highlighting my granddaughter's skills and turning them into hopefully perceived fantastic learning experiences for both myself and her, but to facilitate her aspirations to accentuate. She got A pluses across the board in coding, Mandarin. She's fluent. She reads it. She writes it. She understands it. And she's devised an app herself. So these are all things that she aspires in her senior year to continue coding for sure. I don't know about Mandarin 3, if there is one to be offered. Possibly embarking on a second language at that time over and above English for herself and her repertoire. But this is the summer of assimilating related jobs where she's actually going to be practicing and putting those things on her college applications. So, granddaughter power, coding, Mandarin, Mandarin with pinions, coding. Sitting here batting it around this crazy man's mind. That's what I do in retirement, my bucket list. Magnetic memory method. Just watched another Anthony Mativier video the other day. Where there he encourages you to do something that's completely out of your comfort zone. Think these two qualify for myself? Coding and Mandarin? Deep calming breath. Using my virtual memory board right now. I don't use notes per se. I just use bullet points and I randomly fire on trying to assimilate my thoughts on these broadcasts. So we're discussing how working together, her and I, her writing perhaps the scripts of my shows upcoming this summer. She'll be my assistant. However we formulate, I think that's another good bullet point. Podcasting for her to put down. Producer, if she doesn't, you know, just wants to assume that position, whatever, writing the scripts, all of the above, the coding, talking about it, developing it, helping me. She can use that as an example of teaching me that, as well as tutoring me on the Mandarin. What I've done in the Mandarin, made several MP3s, and I will be assimilating and printing all of these sheets and so forth, practice sheets that I'm doing. I'm actually taking an online 100-question multiple choice testing. I teased Ada when I got to visit her briefly on Easter. She to me and Graham coming and visiting me with my son. It was awesome. These are the things about legacy and what it's all about, Alfie, in this world. So, prepping the way, granddaughter, power, podcasting collaboration, all of the above. We'll be back in 10 seconds. Do an extended close for today's show. Main mentor moments, business and in life. We'll be right back. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, I'd like a hot dog all the way, please.
Coming up. Here you go.
Thank you. Ew. What is this?
That's a corn-based hot dog-flavored tube-shaped thing. It's almost good. That'll be $4.50.
You know what? No thanks.
If almost good enough isn't good enough for you, why would it be good enough for your pet? Add Kennel Kelp to your furry friend's diet. Sprinkled on your pet's food, Kennel Kelp helps with arthritis pain and stiff joints. It can also reduce shedding, fill in missing areas, and improve their looks. Healthy pets show even more energy and have better attitudes. See results in 4 to 8 weeks. The good news is, Kennel Kelp isn't just for pets. It's good for you, too. Sprinkle it on your cereal, or use it instead of table salt when seasoning your food. Kennel Kelp is the holistic care solution for pets and their people. Safe for dogs, cats, birds, cows, chickens, reptiles, almost anything that walks, flies, or slithers. It's a holistic health solution for humans, too. To learn about their many products, visit kennelkelp.com. Get Kennel Kelp for a happier, healthier life.
Sales Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour with your host and moderator, me, Grandpa Bill. Welcome one and all, some of you by our invitation where applicable, my two church mice, Peter and Paul, combined with the ubiquitous audience, your efforts to pay it forward. We are growing exponentially with your help in doing so. Thank you for doing that. Continue doing so. We do 3 audio versions daily, my 6th year running doing that. My YouTube offerings, Bill Holt at BillHolt8792. Give us a thumbs up, like us, share us, subscribe where you're comfortable in doing so. And we always do interactive polls daily. Please do interact and leave messages at the voicemail message board at the BH Sales Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour. Always food for the mind, the body, and the soul. One of my factions today via this. Okay, deep calming breath. Thanks for joining us today. This will be the last segment. We'll go another 15 minutes or so. Try to keep it at around 30. Thanks for being here at this juncture, however you got here, including fast forward. We all do that. But do try to recap the information in its entirety and play it at your own time zone and comfort zone to usurp and take in the information. I will be having specialists in this regard coming up throughout the years as well. And let's continue talking today as we opened up. Taking a deeper dive and look into the hallmarks of Alzheimer's specifically and into tau and amyloid as it pertains to potential onset of Alzheimer's disease, the thief of memories, Alzheimer's, which is a complex condition with devastating consequences. We're taking a magnifying glass or two to its defining features, tau protein and amyloid plaques. A nefarious duo indeed. Tau tangles and amyloid plaques. Tau tangles, as I said in the opening, using my reference of a scaffold, you know, scaffolding inside of your head, your brain, which is turning into sticky clumps
These are the tau tangles formed by abnormal tau protein. Tau's normally a healthful and healthful player, but when it malfunctions, it disrupts the vital cellular functions and communication, leading to actual cell death. Amyloid plaques, these are the sticky deposits of protein fragments called beta amyloid that build up between the brain cells. We've talked about archivally from our human body book, which we've done still shots, videos, and has been the reference guide for many of our topics, always encompassing the categories we talk about here, food, mind, the body, and the soul. So while the exact role of these plaques is still under investigation, they're strongly linked to the progression of Alzheimer's. Kind of like the chicken or the egg debate, kind of, sort of, as that rages on, you know, which came first. Tau tangles or amyloid plaques, which came first? Good question. I don't claim to have the answer. The amyloid hypothesis suggests that amyloid plaques trigger the formation of tau tangles, ultimately leading to neurodegeneration. The tau hypothesis proposes that tau abnormalities might be the initiating factor, with amyloid plaques playing a secondary role. Beyond the hallmark, multifaceted puzzle indeed, while tau tangles and amyloid plaques are crucial hallmarks, Alzheimer's is likely caused by a complex interplay of factors, including genetics for sure. Some people are genetically predisposed to developing the disease. Inflammation, chronic inflammation in the brain, might contribute to neurodegeneration. Lifestyle factors, of course, diet, exercise, sleep quality. We just did an extensive series about sleep and how it influences Alzheimer's risk. The path to hope, targeting the hallmarks. Understanding tau and amyloid plaques is key to developing effective treatments. Researchers and ongoing research are exploring these various avenues. Anti-tau therapies aim to prevent tau tangles from forming or help clear them from the brain. Anti-amyloid therapies, these target the buildup of amyloid plaques and their potential toxic effects. As we continue to dig deeper in future episodes about Alzheimer's, tau and amyloid, we'll go over more potential preventative measures and innovative treatment options as I find them in my own research. Now, public airwaves, World Wide Web, I always try to give some examples of information pertinent to the topics of, from. We all can determine the good, the bad, and the ugly on any subject, any topic, and the matter within as you explore the World Wide Web. The really good, the good, the bad, and the very ugly, again, on any subject, to include this one. A source of reference, for sure, Alzheimer's Association, www.ncbi.nlm.nih.gov. When you dig deep there on that site, there is an infographic that provides a clear visual explanation of tau protein and its role in Alzheimer's disease. The National Institute of Aging, same call letters. When you get into the government website, emphasis on government website, that infographic from the NIA offers a high-level overview of tau tangles and their impact on brain function. Many articles, peer reviews, coupled to reference on the World Wide Web, scientificamerican.com, custom media journey through Alzheimer's disease. That's an in-depth article that explores the science behind TAU, tau protein, and its role in Alzheimer's.
The conversation, towel protein, the tangled thread, and Alzheimer's disease. Again, at ncbi.nlm, dig deep, you'll find it. That piece offers a good balance of scientific explanation and accessibility for the general reader. Books, multitudinous, a few. Here, the Tao Manifesto, Deciphering the Messages of Alzheimer's Disease by Claude Wischik, spelled W-I-S-C-H-I-K. That book delves into the latest research on Tao protein and explores its potential as a therapeutic target for dementia. Alzheimer's, What You Need to Know About the Common and the Most Common Form of Dementia by Lisa Genova. That book provides a comprehensive overview of Alzheimer's disease, including the role of TAU protein. Videos, there's many. There's some TEDs. Talks, What Is Alzheimer's Disease? Specifically on YouTube, you can decipher those and find them for your own reference as you navigate the World Wide Web, which you're all so adept at doing. This animated TED Ed video offers a clear and concise explanation of Alzheimer's, including the role of tau protein. Alzheimer's Association, Tau Protein and Alzheimer's Disease YouTube series. That video and those series of from the Alzheimer's Association features leading experts discussing tau protein and ongoing research. Don't forget to check us out on BH Sales Kennel Kelp podcast and interact with our message board. Do leave us messages and share what you've learned from these resources, hopefully today, moving forward. As we segue out of this episode for today, we'll remind everyone that we're blessed to be members of many large intuitive groups with large headcounts. I've been blessed to welcome many guests, ongoing and continuing, now in my sixth year here at these shows. Many podcasts, blogs, and blogs years ago, and a career that expanded 50 years in health and wellness in one way, shape, form, or manner, long ago, far away, now retired. Our social medias, yours, mine, ours, the part-time market share opportunities and the main mentor moments, one of my other shows, two independent, financially solvent, large membership groups with their own representation and expansion globally, health and wellness, collectible coins. Been blessed that I've literally interviewed butchers, bakers, candlestick makers, authors, doctors, entrepreneurs, physicians, clinicians, psychoanalysts, therapists, pretty much the gamut, Main Street, USA, Portland, Maine, and around the world by being blessed with audiences that participate. It's all due to you guys and gals, provocative guests that I've been blessed to have, many repeat guests several times over, new guests, working with many agencies that are outreach to me. You can do the same. If you're representing an author, whomever, you'd like to see them be on the show, you have something to bring to the table, we might talk about your questions. You may be on the show. All communication is handled by myself at the voicemail message board at the BH Sales Chemical Holistic Healing Hour. Everybody knows somebody that's contemplating what is it all about, Alfie, right now, around the world at the precipice of this time. We do everything about our legacy because it's about them. We do it arm in arm, collectively, calmly, serenely, with repose, no flight, no fight. We support all animals, wild animals, being driven out of their natural environments worldwide. Feral animals, rescue pets, domesticated pets have the same challenges as we humans. Good food sources, clean food sources, medications being challenged more and more all the time in this toxically polluted petri dish that was the blue marble. The air, the seas, the land, we can rejuvenate it all. Pets, they're people, plants, and the planet. Hopefully we're perceived as a harbinger of good information. Myself as the porcelain junction box, continue paying it forward. We have many goodwill ambassadors doing just that. Much support
from other teams, audiences. We all support each other, cross-promoting. Join us each and every day. Make it a safe and productive one. Bye-bye for now. May God bless. Peace, everybody.